Hey friends, I am so grateful that you're joining us today. And I got a question. Are you ready to receive God's powerful upgrade for your life? If so, I want you to stay tuned because today we're talking about the Trinity. And maybe like you've never heard it before, God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit. But the truth of the matter is, we need all three. Think about this. If Jesus needed the Holy Spirit to live out a victorious life on earth, I'm pretty sure we do too. Today, I'm talking about the three persons of God. Let's get the upgrade. There is stuff that you've been trying to do without being baptized in the Spirit, that as soon as you get baptized in water and you allow the Spirit of God to baptize you, the approval of God, this is my daughter, this is the business, this is the church in whom I'm well pleased. You need resources to be released. You need impact to go all over the world. Get all three and watch how God, Jesus starts doing all the miracles we read about. Every miracle that you heard about happened after Jesus got all three. I'm teaching the Bible good up here right now. And some of y'all have been debating of how to make things happen, trying to skip the last step because somebody was weird about it. What I'm telling you is you can be perfectly normal, have a right mind, and be intoxicated by the Holy Spirit. See, that word intoxication, I'm not going to spoil it maybe for a later week, but literally, that word, do y'all know when y'all pass by the liquor stores? What do they call them? Spirit. Wine and spirits. Do you know why they call them wine and spirits? It's because the contents is so strong that when you drink it, it should change everything about you. If you take a drink to the head, it changes everything about you. And there are some of you that have been trying to change yourself and trying to make things happen on your own. But I'm telling you, after you are salvation baptized and water baptized, baby, come with me and get spirit baptized and watch it change your speech. Watch it change the way you act. Watch it change everything about you. Holy Spirit, baptize us. Oh, I feel that thing. Holy Spirit, baptize us. Okay, I'm going to show you like this. I'm going to show you like this. Is this helping anybody? Somebody say, you need all three. And I'm praying by the end of this series that you would not ignore the knock of the Holy Spirit on your life. That this message is a knock for you. And he's saying, let me in so I can be your power source to live life. I saw this picture of the Holy Spirit. Thank you. This right here, if you could come close real quick. This is a power source, but it represents the Trinity. This is three in one. My dad used to have these. He used to have a studio, and he used to get these type of chords. And I woke up this morning, and the Holy Spirit showed me a picture of this that I saw when I was young. And he said, this accurately depicts the power of God in every person's life. This is hooked up to a source that if anything gets plugged into this, if you get plugged into the power source, you are able to be empowered to do different things. And the problem with this is how many of us look when it comes to our God equation. That the Father, Son, Holy Spirit are all equal sitting right here and you have nothing plugged into them. You are sitting here trying to figure out how to power your own life. And there is available power for each one of you right now. And I felt God say this so clearly that everything in your life is going to come from this Trinity power source, the upgrade. This is what you need for the rest of your life. And I'm going to show you what happens at salvation, at water baptism, and at the a baptism of the Holy Spirit. Will y'all walk with me just for a second? I want to show you what God will do in your life. See, when you accept Jesus Christ as your anchor, ooh, I feel the presence of God already. When you accept him as your anchor and you connect to God as the power source, what ends up happening, watch this right now, you get light for the rest of your life. And some of you need to understand that your light is not going to turn off because you're connected to an eternal source. Your salvation is secure. You have holding on to a grip to a strong and sturdy anchor, and he will not let you down. Somebody say, I have an anchor. And this is what happens at salvation. But this is what most of our lives look like. I'm saved. I'm saved. I'm not going to hell. Yes. And then you have to live 60 years of life hell on earth. Can we be very clear? Your internal destination is heaven, but your life's a living hell. It's only because you've used one of the three available sources of power. And so the Holy Spirit says, come be baptized in water. Yeah. Come get filtered. See, this has a level of pH that is probably okay to drink, but it's not the best. When I plug this in, what it's going to produce is a filtration system that what comes out is not what you see right here. This represents the baptism in water. That when we go down and go through the process, what comes out on the other side may look the same, but baby, it don't taste the same. It may look the same, but it don't taste the same. And God's saying, would you get water baptized and plug into me? So that when people drink from you, when your family drinks from you, come on, look, something's changing on the inside. When you go to that job, oh, I feel the presence of God. It may look the same. When people have conversation with you, it tastes different. When they come to Transformation Church, why I've been to churches before. This doesn't feel like no. Because we have decided that our old life, the life of pride, the life of being seen, the life where we got to get the credit, that was crucified with Christ. It's no longer I that live, but Christ that lives on the inside of me. Galatians, go check that out on your free time. What I'm telling you right now is it may look the same, but it's not the same. That's some good water right now. And guess what? When you get baptized, this is what your coworkers drink. When you make a public display and you usually only post about aesthetics and home design and your trucks, but then randomly on your feed comes up, I got baptized. Would you mess up your social media aesthetic to let the world know what God has done for you, how he's filtered out the mess and the sin in your life, and he's made you something that's worth drinking. See, the crazy thing about it is, that's where most people stop. I have eternal light or life. I've been changed, but then now I gotta live life. Oh, shoot. How I'm about to live life? Hold on, let me... and make sure I got enough. Yep. I got enough. The water baptism, yeah, it's good.
Does your life need an upgrade? Do you feel like you're falling short in your relationships, in your finances, your business? God gave us the ultimate upgrade when he sent his Holy Spirit. In Pastor Mike Todd's new teaching series, The Upgrade, Pastor Mike reveals how life gets an upgrade when you hear God's voice and have a relationship with the Holy Spirit. In this 5-part CD series, Pastor Mike teaches the practical ways to be led by the Holy Spirit. Pastor Mike reminds us that the difference between the general will of God and the specific will of God is following the voice of the Holy Spirit. When you call or go online right now and get the CD series, The Upgrade, you'll learn how to have a relationship with the Holy Spirit. And when you have that relationship, your life gets upgraded because He will be leading you as you navigate the challenges of life. Each message will encourage you that with the power of the Holy Spirit, your life can be transformed into something supernatural. God sent His helper, the Holy Spirit, to give us the advantage in life. When you have a relationship with Him, your life gets the upgrade. Don't miss this special offer. Get the upgrade for your gift of any amount. Call 1-800-763-1882 or go to tbn.org/upgrade to order. Get this powerful resource today. Call 1-800-763-1882 or go online right now.
I got eternal life. But let me try to self-power through purity. Let me try to self-power through my finances. No, come on down on the floor with me. Come on down here. Let me try to get my business off the ground by myself. And this is what many of us look like. This is what your spiritual real life looks like. God, why aren't you hearing me? How am I going to have good relationships? How am I going to get to the intended destination? How am I going to stop watching pornography? Wow. Oh, no. I touched something and my feeble hands broke it. It broke the relationship. And now I got to try to raise kids. No, it's conference time. It's conference.
That's good. That's so good. Wow.
That's so good. Oh, God. Would you just take this life away from me? Wow. I'm trying not to be depressed. I put on the new Elevation Mav City, but I don't. And this is what many of you look like raising kids. It looks good on the gram, but there's no breath. There's no pneuma. That means the Spirit of God. Do you know that's the only thing out of creation that God put His hands on? You. It said He spoke everything else into existence, but He formed you. And then it said He put the pneuma of God, the Spirit of God, the breath of God, the on the inside of you. And the enemy's whole job for your whole life is to take your breath away, to take the Spirit out of you. And He's done a good job to make you think that it's weird and it's crazy, but it kicking your butt to be able to live your life. Because every day you wake up and try to blow your way through relationships. And God says, but if you're baptized in the Holy Spirit, there is a power source that is readily available to push you through every situation that you might ever go through. Oh, Holy Spirit! Somebody, this is the season where you need to know that you don't just need one, two, but you need all three. You need to go ahead and plug in to the Holy Spirit. And you need to throw over at everything in my life that needs to go from one. I am empowered by the Holy Spirit. Somebody give God some praise in here. How am I going to live a victorious Christian life? The power of the Holy Spirit. How am I going to be able to stay pure after years of pornography addiction? The power of the Holy. Now watch. They're trying to bring them back. Come behind me. They're trying to get them close to me right now. But the Holy Spirit goes before me. He's around me. You can try to get it close if you want to. but I have a comforter. I have a God. I have an advocate. I have an advantage. If you would allow the Holy Spirit to empower you, you could actually live. Why do you need all three? It's because you still need the power to live. Jesus died so you could live. What did he say in John? I came that you might have life, and life to the full. How do you have a victorious, overcoming Christian life? You have to be empowered by the Holy Spirit, the breath of God, the pneuma of God. Have you ever heard of a pneumatic drill? A pneumatic drill is a drill that is powered by air, breath. It takes the air from the outside and it powers it. What the Holy Spirit says, I want to give you a life that has my pneuma in it. The Spirit of God empowering you to live a victorious Christian life. You need all three. How have you been in a relationship for 10 years and y'all haven't been lovers and partners? You've just been business associates. How is that going to change? You walk through the door of salvation and get baptized in salvation, then get baptized in water, and then get baptized in the Holy Spirit. And when you want to say something, the Holy Spirit will say, oh, you missed it. Do you know how many comments I have locked and loaded and ready to go on Instagram? And how many times the Holy Spirit be like, Why? Because he empowers me to live. It says he will give me both the desire and the power to do what pleases him. Have I walked free from pornography for almost a decade? Not because I didn't want to look at it. Oh, y'all gonna act like there's not a desire for the things of my lower nature? But I've been empowered by the Holy Spirit. You know that scripture that says the same Spirit? It didn't say same principles. It did not say same worship song. It did not say, it said the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead is now resident. His home of choice is, somebody say me. I am the temple of the Holy Spirit. I hope scriptures are clicking for you today. Why would you take the power out of the homeowner? He lives in the house and can't set the Wi-Fi passcode. He lives in the house and doesn't have a key to the front door. At salvation, it says he takes up residence. But you got to give him power. And I think about that scripture that the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead, this is a revelation that changed me in my purity walk. The Spirit said to me one day, he said, Michael, if I can raise a dead body, what makes you think that I can't help you manage a living one? And some of you have not released the Holy Spirit to help you manage your attitude, to help you manage your anxiety, to help you manage the depression, to help you manage the comparison. Oh, I'm in your business. You are so robbed by what other people have. And the Holy Spirit says, I can make you so content. See, the fruits of the Spirit, maybe I'll talk about this next week, but the fruits of the Spirit are what? Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness. Those are proof that you actually have the Holy Spirit. And he said, the reason why the world doesn't have the fruits of the Spirit, but they wear them on t-shirts, is because they have not been baptized in me. Getting a tattoo that says love doesn't give you love for people who disagree with you and don't like you. The only way I can hate somebody and then love them is it has to be supernatural. And the only one that is able to take us into the supernatural is the Holy Spirit. You don't just need salvation. You don't just need water baptism. You also need the baptism of the Holy Spirit. You need all three. Let's give God some praise right there. Just ask the Holy Spirit, what are you trying to say to me right now? Come on, let's just ask him. Holy Spirit, what are you trying to say to me through this message? We ask him every week, Holy Spirit, what are you trying to say to me? Because he's speaking different things to different people right now. Yep. I believe what he's overarching speaking to all of us is take a next step. Take a next step. If you're in this place or in this experience, whether you're watching live or on rebroadcast, and you are out here and the Holy Spirit's been knocking on your door trying to lead you to Jesus, all I'm asking you to do is pray. Maybe that tug, why everything's not been working out, it's been trying to set up the situation so that you would invite Jesus into your life. And today, maybe you've been far from God, but the Holy Spirit is coming to convict that you're a sinner and you need a Savior. And today, all I'm asking you, if that's you, if you're in that category right now, you've been a door shutter, all I'm asking you to do is let him in. Say, welcome, Holy Spirit. And I want you to be saved today. If you're somebody that's been saved and you've been going back and forth just from salvation to just living, you thought that was it. And maybe because of bad teaching, poor teaching, or you just didn't know. Or maybe you've been rebelling. Or maybe it's just like it's never been broken down so clearly for me. And today you're saying, you know what? I don't just want to be saved. I want to let everybody know. Maybe I was baptized when I was a kid, but I didn't know what I was doing. I got sprinkled out, but I didn't, as an adult, after salvation, I want to go public. I want to let my coworkers, my boss, my family, I want to let everybody know that I've been bought with a price and that I'm committed to one who committed to me first.
Does your life need an upgrade? Do you feel like you're falling short in your relationships, in your finances, your business? God gave us the ultimate upgrade when he sent his Holy Spirit. In Pastor Mike Todd's new teaching series, The Upgrade, Pastor Mike reveals how life gets an upgrade when you hear God's voice and have a relationship with the Holy Spirit. In this 5-part CD series, Pastor Mike teaches the practical ways to be led by the Holy Spirit. Pastor Mike reminds us that the difference between the general will of God and the specific will of God is following the voice of the Holy Spirit. When you call or go online right now and get the CD series, The Upgrade, you'll learn how to have a relationship with the Holy Spirit. And when you have that relationship, your life gets upgraded because he will be leading you as you navigate the challenges of life. Each message will encourage you that with the power of the Holy Spirit, your life can be transformed into something supernatural. God sent his helper, the Holy Spirit, to give us the advantage in life. When you have a relationship with him, your life gets the upgrade. Don't miss this special offer. Get the upgrade for your gift of any amount. Call 1-800-763-1882 or go to tbn.org/upgrade to order. Get this powerful resource today. Call 1-800-763-1882 or go online right now.
Man, I hope this message has helped you today. Just as Paul asked the people of Ephesus, have you received the Holy Spirit? Today I'm asking you the same question. See, the Holy Spirit is God's gift to you. It's not weird, it's not wild, it is a gift. And all you need to do is invite Him in and receive that gift. Today, I'm telling you, as you watch this program, I believe something changed and transformed in your heart. And tomorrow, and the next day, and the next day, we're gonna keep receiving the upgrade from our friend, the Holy Spirit. Until next time, friends, go out and live a transformed life. I will.